If you have time over the holidays, revisit your investment plan and see if you are on track with what you thought you would be doing at the beginning of the year. Now is the time to revisit and reflect and fine-tune. There's always new information we take on board. Involve the whole family if you can and see how you've been going this year financially and fine-tune your investment plan for the next year, the next 5 years, and for your retirement.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. And it is a reflection show, looking back on the financial guests that have been on the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast in the last 12 months. I'd like to start back in January when we had Keith Hilson from Leveraged Equities on talking about how margin lending can help you get into the stock market, and it can be an option for those that are still working. Then we moved on to Roger Montgomery in episode 58, where Roger talked about using financial intelligence analysis expert to safeguard your money. Sometimes we just don't have the time to do it all ourselves. In episode 59, Andrew Ford from Heartland Seniors Finance talked about how there's been an increase in the popularity of seniors accessing finance via releasing money out of their mortgages. So it's called a reverse mortgage. Episode number 60 saw us going to gold. We had Peter Hugg on the show from Keto Metals, and he talked to us about what's the best way to buy gold and silver for retirement, a little bit of a hedge bet on the side, so to speak. And in episode 61, Todd Tredsler was our special guest, and Todd explained why it was so important for us to set some financial goals for retirement and to work towards that. He has education resources available through his website. Episode 62 saw us talking with Shane Allison, and Shane is an Australian, and he has come up with an options trading system that he now teaches around the world. Another way that anyone can make money, providing you have a plan that you stick to. Our next financial guest was Chris Belaloski from SISFA, and that's an organisation here in Australia that works towards keeping the tax man happy while protecting our retirement savings. And when we have money set aside in our different saving retirement accounts, they're usually set up in a tax-effective way. And there's certain rules that we have to make sure that we abide to according to our government's taxation laws. episode 65 saw me talking with Jane Colpett, and she's a lady that has become successful in networking her small business. And on the side, her and her husband are setting themselves up for retirement by renting out their spare apartment through Airbnb. This is becoming an ever-increasing popular way to have some income on the side. Episode 66 saw us talking with Kevin Bupp, and Kevin has a different way to make money with real estate. He's been successful in investing in mobile home parks. When things get tough, sometimes the low end of the real estate market is where you're always going to make money, and it is worthwhile considering. Episode 68 again saw us talking about real estate. Mark Podolsky, commonly known as the Land Geek, and Mark was a frustrated company executive who yearned for a different lifestyle. And he found a way to make money out of real estate by investing in land. And he came up with a system that he now shares, land banking. And it can be a simple system with a low money overhead to make money with real estate out of land. Episode 69 saw us talking with Eric Brotman. And Eric's a financial planner, and his focus is on financial education. Eric believes it is the key to a healthy and fulfilling retirement. Episode 71 saw us have Lane Kawanake on the show. He's from Hawaii, and Lane also is investing in real estate, and he's building up his real estate bank with the goal of leaving the rat race behind for good. And he's gone on from single dwelling homes, and now he invests with others and buy a whole block of apartments. And he's got a successful system going and is well worth a look. In episode 73, I spoke with Steve Jankowski of Golden Age Advisory, where he advises that we should be seeking advanced planning advice for our golden years. And it's never too late to have a look at that. A lot of us baby boomers are looking after our aging parents. Steve advises that the last thing you want to be doing is making important decisions about your loved ones in the car park of a hospital. The more advanced planning you can do, the better. Episode 75 saw us talk with Noel Whittaker, and Noel Whittaker is a senior, much sought after financial commentator here in Australia. He's authored many books, and he became popular when the opposition political party here in Australia sent out notice that they're going to change the imputation credit refund system here in Australia that has upset many, many retirees. Episode 82, we had Paul Moore from Wellings Capital on the show, and he again was talking to us about real estate and why it makes sense for retirees. Paul has many rungs on the board to prove his real estate investing success. He has had a progression like a lot of us. We start out, Paul went on and formed Wellings Capital, and now focus on multi-family real estate portfolio and asset management. His focus is now on creating wealth with multi-family housing. And his podcast show is How to Lose Money, a tongue-in-cheek approach to real estate investing. Episode 84, Russell Markham from VectorVest came on the show, and he was talking to us about how by investing in a popular investing software can help make our investing decisions a lot easier and can actually work for us and help us make money. We don't all have the time or the knowledge to do all the research, and software programs such as VectorVest can be a great help to our investing choices. Episode 88 saw John Ratcliffe on the line, and he was really interesting. He's an Australian that's actually moved to South America, and he was able to do this because he created a portable income in that he is a self-taught share market trader. So it's an occupation you can do anywhere in the world. You just need to have access to the internet. But John's got a great story as well, and he now shares his investing strategies for those who wish to follow what he does. Episode 89 and 90 saw me talking with Lane Mendelson, the son of the founder of Vantage Point software, and it's ahead of the game, this software. It uses artificial intelligence to give you an indication of stocks that you're interested in investing. It's got a high success rate of its analysis. So it's another reason to invest in computer software that will put you ahead of the game. Episode 92 saw us talking with Daryl Lyons, and Daryl is passionate about money, coming from humble beginnings. He's a financial certified planner as well as a behavioral financial advisor, and that's something that's coming into the fore more and more. Understanding the reasons why we spend money, and when we understand how we make decisions and our behavior, it's easier for us to start saving money, or definitely putting a pause on your purchases and become more mindful with your shopping. Daryl's new book out is A Simple and Practical Guide to Money and Retirement for All Ages 18 to 80. And Daryl is from the Pax Financial Group. Episode 95 saw me talking to Steve Jankowski from Golden Age Advisory. And Steve was talking this time about granny flat arrangements for seniors and how this can be an affordable alternative for families, and it is a way for passing wealth down through the generations. So that's a different take on money and how we can distribute our money. Episode 100, we had Craig Cobb back on the show, and Craig is an educator in the cryptocurrency space. Craig has had 15 years experience in traditional markets and got into the cryptocurrency space about a year ago, and he now has some high quality education. Craig has set up a website, TraderCobb, and has an excellent education suite of programs there for those that are interested in learning about cryptocurrency and giving a framework around how to invest in and trade in the cryptocurrency space. Episode 98, we had Matt Ward, and Matt is an angel investor. It's not for the faint-hearted. The risks can be high, but the rewards can be vast. So Matt Ward is angel investor at The Syndicate. He's also the CEO founder of Fringe FM podcast, which looks at human understanding and exponential technologies. That's well worth having a listen to. Episode 101, we had Roger Montgomery back on the show. Roger is a much sought after financial commentator here in Australia and was talking to us about how to avoid overpriced stocks to protect our nest egg. It's again, listen to some experts because we don't know everything. Do we have the time to do the necessary research? Do we know when a company gets too expensive? Roger now has his own podcast show called Value.able Podcast. Roger is the founder and chief investment officer at Montgomery Investment Management, and he's all about protecting your nest egg. Our last financial speaker for this year was in episode 102. We had Tim Fortier on the show. Tim has a different strategy to investing. He's a financial advisor and founder and managing director of Portfolio Cafe. And Tim believes we need to know how to manage risks, and he has developed a rules-based investing strategy that helps in times of low interest rates and uncertainty. They are the danger times when we attempted to take on more risk while we chase higher returns. So there's been a variety of investing speakers, from options, cryptocurrency, different ways of making money in real estate, investing in gold and silver, software products to help us make better investing decisions, and a few financial advisors and a few financial commentators there to help us understand our investing choices. So for everyone, I hope you have happy holidays and take time to work on your investing plan for the coming year. Happy investing.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.